The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's Tuesday, Good News Day, and a good morning to you. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2, and Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. Today is the optional memorial of St. Damien de Voyster of Molokai. He was born in Belgium in 1840, entered the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary, and took the name of a 4th century physician and martyr. In May of 1864, he got to his new mission in the Hawaiian Islands and was ordained a priest in Honolulu and assigned to the island of Hawaii. In 1873, he went to the leper colony on the island of Molokai set up 7 years earlier. Damien volunteered to remain permanently, caring for the people's physical, medical, and spiritual needs. In time, he became their most effective advocate to obtain promised government support. Damien himself contracted Hansen's disease, as leprosy is now known, and died of its complications in 1889. Saint Damien of Molokai, pray for us, and let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus, I unite myself to your perpetual, unceasing, universal sacrifice. I offer myself to you every day of my life and every moment of every day according to your most holy and adorable will. Since you have been the victim of my salvation, I wish to be the victim of your love. Accept my desire, take my offering, and graciously hear my prayer. Let me live for love of you. Let me die for love of you. Let my last heartbeat be an act of perfect love. Amen. And along with Pope Francis, we pray for all young people called to live life to the fullest. May they see in Mary's life the way to listen, the depth of discernment, the courage that faith generates, and the dedication to service. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon for my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father, Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. In the first reading today, we see the fruit of the first great persecution. After the death of Stephen, we are told, Christians scattered all over the place, as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch. They weren't sent by the apostles or anything. They just went, like so many Catholics today, moving from one place to another. And the gospel did spread everywhere. We read that in Antioch the message was well received, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. So Barnabas arrives in Antioch, and he's bowled over by what he sees. It was there, in Antioch, you remember, that your disciples, Jesus, were called Christians for the first time. It seems like there were many sheep in Antioch, but not enough shepherds. So he needed help, and he remembered a man, a convert, who had great qualities and could help him, someone called Saul from Tarsus. So Saint Barnabas went in search of Saint Paul, and he changed the course of history. And this is what I wanted to bring to our prayer today, Jesus, as we talk to you and pray for laborers for your harvest. I won't hide my sources. Most of this meditation comes from the book Going on Vocation which I really recommend. Do you know the story of the Curé of Ars? Saint Jean-Marie Vianney saw his vocation when he was about 17, but his father told him to forget about it, and for 2 years he was only supported by his mother. Finally, his father gave in, and his mother went to ask the parish priest. Father Charles Bailey thought the boy was too old for the parish school. The other pupils were 11 and 12, and Jean-Marie was almost 20. But he decided to talk to him. And if there are memorable moments in the history of every saint, this encounter was certainly Jean-Marie's. After meeting him, Abbé Bailey took him on right away. You, Jesus, know your saints. Jean-Marie wasn't very academic, and after a year trying to catch up with the rest of the pupils, he grew discouraged and told Monsignor Bailey that he wanted to quit. But Father Bailey dissuaded him. He said that if he left, many souls would pay for it. He had hit sensitive point. Souls. And Jean-Marie stayed. But difficulties only multiplied. In 1809, he was drafted into the army. After some incidents, he deserted and had to hide for 2 years. In 1811, at the age of 25, he rejoined the seminary. He had to take private tuition with some teachers to prepare for his exams. But the exams were in Latin, and Latin wasn't his forte. So the results were so bad that in December 1813, he was asked to leave the seminary. When Abbé Bailey received him, he encouraged Jean-Marie to carry on, and the priest started teaching him personally. They prepared for the exams together, now in French, instead of in Latin. And he went back to the seminary to retake the exams at the age of 27. But again, they were in Latin, and the pupil failed. He was ready to give up again. But Monsignor Bailey wasn't. So he went to talk to the president of the examination board and asked to repeat the exam in French. And to persuade the examiner, he said, "We absolutely have to save this vocation." Now, the exam went better this time, and after passing that exam, Abbé Courbon, who had to decide about the ordination, asked, "Is Vianney devout?" And Father Bailey said, "He's a model of devotion." So at the age of 29, August 13, 1815, he was ordained a priest. A few years later, thousands of people were coming to his confessional, and today, Saint Jean-Marie Vianney is well known. He is the patron saint of parish priests. But let's never forget this. If Father Charles Bailey hadn't been fighting for his vocation, parish priests wouldn't have any patron saint. How much the church owes this almost unknown priest of a small village of Écully, who didn't give up and supported the seminarian even when Jean-Marie himself had given up. How much the church owes Saint Barnabas, who gave us Saint Paul. How important it is that we, Jesus, support the vocations of others, first of all with our prayers and sacrifice, but then also, like Saint Barnabas, going in search of vocations. Just as Barnabas went in search of St. Paul, later on, he also went in search of St. Mark, who had left Paul and Barnabas in the middle of their missionary journey. St. Paul had given up on Mark, but not St. Barnabas. Maybe also because it was his cousin. Who knows, if it wasn't for St. Barnabas, perhaps we wouldn't even have the second gospel either. All St. Paul needed was a little bit of encouragement, someone who would take him to Antioch to see how many souls needed him. and all St. John Marie Vianney needed was a supportive priest at his side. And St. Mark, all he needed was a second chance. And the same with so many others. I see St. Barnabas as the apostle of apostles, the promoter, the advocate, the defender of vocations to learn from. Everyone has a vocation. Everyone has been called by you, Jesus, for a mission, for a purpose. And we need to help people discover it, because many souls depend on it. You see, I can tell you the number of people who said to me when I was a boy, "I pray that one day you'll become a priest." Maybe it was you who listen to me now, and you don't know I'm a priest, thanks to your prayers. So let us pray. Let us pray a lot for vocations for 21st century apostles. Maybe that boy serving at Mass in your parish will convert many souls if he discovers and follows his vocation. Maybe that little girl at Mass is destined to be the next St. Catherine of Siena. Maybe your son, your daughter, or maybe even the son of your boss, your niece or the waitress that is serving you coffee now is being called to great things. Like St. Barnabas, Jesus, you need apostles who can find new apostles, who will teach them, support them, and encourage them when things get difficult. In this time of prayer, along with all those who pray with me now, Jesus, I ask you to help me become an apostle of apostles. I ask you for more apostles of apostles, that we find the new St. Paul's, the new St. Mark's, the new St. John Marie Vianney's, the new Teresa's and the new St. Catherine's of the 21st century. Who knows if next Sunday at Mass you will be sitting next to St. John Paul III. Let us pray a lot for them. Mary, Mother of the Apostles, help your children to find and to become the apostles that your Son needs for our age. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 16 minutes past the hour on Daybreak. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek, and so the liturgical day begins. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
With joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him, singing for joy.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Know that He, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of His flock.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Indeed, how good is the Lord. Eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me. Alleluia.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me.
Alleluia. O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me, and answer me quickly when I call.
For my days are vanishing like smoke. My bones burn away like a fire. My heart is withered like the grass. I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones.
I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake, and I moan like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me. Those who hate me use my name as a curse.
The bread I eat is ashes. My drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, and your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now,
and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me.
Alleluia.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
Alleluia.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
Alleluia.
But you, O Lord, will endure forever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. For this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come, for your servants love her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust.
The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion again and appear in all his glory, then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers.
Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high. He looked down from heaven to the earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners and free those condemned to die.
The sons of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their race shall endure for before you, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Zion, and his praises in the heart of Jerusalem, when the peoples and kingdoms are gathered together to pay their homage to the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless.
Alleluia.
You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
Alleluia.
You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
Alleluia.
He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete, you whose days last from age to age.
Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed. But you neither change nor have an end.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, you live in the hearts of your saints, and so have built up Zion. May you always show your greatness through their good works.
You, O Lord, establish the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands.
Alleluia.
Christ, risen from the dead, will never die again. Alleluia.
Death no longer has power over him. Alleluia.
A reading from the Book of Revelation. I, John, watched, and the Lamb appeared. He was standing on Mount Zion, and with him were the 144,000 who had his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. I heard a sound from heaven which resembled the roaring of the deep or loud peals of thunder. The sound I heard was like the melody of harpists playing on their harps. They were singing a new hymn before the throne, in the presence of the four living creatures and the elders. This hymn no one could learn except the 444,000 who had been ransomed from the world. These are the men who have never been defiled by immorality with women. They are pure and follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They have been ransomed as the first fruit of mankind for God and the Lamb. On their lips no deceit has been found. They are indeed without flaw. Then I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven, the herald of everlasting good news to the whole world, to every nation and race, language and people. He said in a loud voice, honor God and give him glory, for his time has come to sit in judgment. Worship the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of the sea and the springs. A second angel followed and cried out, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great, which made all the nations drink the poisoned wine of her lewdness. A third angel followed the others and said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast or its image, or accepts its mark on his forehead or hand, he too will drink the wine of God's wrath, poured full strength into the cup of his anger. He will be tormented in burning sulfur before the holy angels and before the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment shall rise forever and ever. There shall be no relief day or night for those who worship the beast or its image or accept the mark of its name. This is what sustains the holy ones who keep the commandments of God and their faith in Jesus. I heard a voice from heaven say to me, "Write this down. Happy now are the dead who die in the Lord." The Spirit added, "Yes, and they shall find rest for their labors, for their good works accompany them." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I heard many angels in heaven crying out, Honor the Lord and give him glory.
Worship him.
For he created heaven and earth, the seas and all the streams. Alleluia. I saw the mighty angel of God flying in mid-heaven. He cried out with a loud voice, Honor the Lord and give him glory. Worship him, for he created heaven and earth, the seas and all the streams. Alleluia.
From a sermon by St. Peter Chrysologus, Bishop. I appeal to you by the mercy of God. This appeal is made by Paul, or rather it is made by God through Paul, because of God's desire to be loved rather than feared, to be a father rather than a lord. God appeals to us in his mercy to avoid having to punish us in his severity. Listen to the Lord's appeal. In me, I want you to see your own body, your members, your heart, your bones, your blood. You may fear what is divine, but why not love what is human? You may run away from me as the Lord, but why not run to me as your Father? Perhaps you are filled with shame for causing my bitter passion. Do not be afraid. This cross inflicts a mortal injury not on me, but on death. These nails no longer pain me, but only deepen your love for me. I do not cry out because of these wounds, but through them I draw you into my heart. My body was stretched on the cross as a symbol, not of how much I suffered, but of my all-embracing love. I count it no loss to shed my blood. It is the price I have paid for your ransom. Come then, return to me, and learn to know me as your Father, who repays good for evil, love for injury, and boundless charity for piercing wounds. Listen now to what the Apostle urges us to do. I appeal to you, he says, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. By this exhortation of his, Paul has raised all men to priestly status. How marvelous is the priesthood of the Christian, for he is both the victim that is offered on his own behalf and the priest who makes the offering. He does not need to go beyond himself to seek what he is to immolate to God. With himself and in himself, he brings the sacrifice he is to offer God for himself. The victim remains and the priest remains, always one and the same. Immolated, the victim still lives. The priest who immolates cannot kill. Truly, it is an amazing sacrifice in which a body is offered without being slain and blood is offered without being shed. The Apostle says, I appeal to you by the mercy of God to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Brethren, this sacrifice follows the pattern of Christ's sacrifice by which he gave his body as a living immolation for the life of the world. He really made his body a living sacrifice because, though slain, he continues to live. In such a victim, death receives its ransom, but the victim remains alive. Death itself suffers the punishment. This is why death for the martyrs is actually a birth, and their end a beginning. Their execution is the door to life, and those who were thought to have been blotted out from the earth shine brilliantly in heaven. Paul says, I appeal to you by the mercy of God to present your bodies
as a sacrifice, living and holy. The prophet said the same thing. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but you have prepared a body for me. Each of us is called to be both a sacrifice to God and his priest. Do not forfeit what divine authority confers on you. Put on the garment of holiness. Gird yourself with the belt of chastity. Let Christ be your helmet. Let the cross on your forehead be your unfailing protection. Your breastplate should be the knowledge of God that he himself has given you. Keep burning continually the sweet-smelling incense of prayer. Take up the sword of the Spirit. Let your heart be an altar. Then, with full confidence in God, present your body for sacrifice. God desires not death, but faith. God thirsts not for blood, but for self-surrender. God is appeased not by slaughter, but by the offering of your free will.
Worthy are you, Lord, to take the book and open its seals, for you were slain for us.
With your blood you have purchased us for God. Alleluia.
You have made us a kingdom of priests to serve our God.
With your blood you have purchased us for God.
Alleluia.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that celebrating the mysteries of the Lord's resurrection, we may merit to receive the joy of our redemption through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
22 minutes before the hour, and we'll check out today's gospel next, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord has told the people many times in many ways who he is and why he has come. And they still don't get it. You can sense his frustration. Today's Gospel is from the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John.
It was the feast of the dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered round him.
How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly.
I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness to me. But you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. As Christians, it's true that we are in the world, but not of the world. But being in the world, we still have some responsibilities to it. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. By the end of the second century, Christians are found throughout the empire. There is no race among men, whether barbarian or Greek or of any other name, whether among the housed or among the homeless nomads or those in shepherd's tents, who do not offer prayers and thanksgiving to the Father and Maker of all things in the name of Jesus Christ crucified. The Christian faithful do not flee from the world in order to seek Christ fully. They consider themselves as part of the world's structure, to which they try to give form from within by their prayer, their example, and their magnanimous charity. What the soul does for the body is what Christians do for the world. They gave life to a world which had lost the sense of human dignity in many ways, while still remaining citizens like the others, and without any special distinction in dress or insignia or by changing their nationality. They were not only citizens, but exemplary ones, obeying the laws, but by their lives surpassing its demands. They fulfilled them to the letter for the good of all. St. Paul had already taught that they should pray for those in authority. As exemplary citizens, they respected the civil authorities, they paid their taxes, and fulfilled their other social obligations. In peace and war, as well as in times of open hatred, it was all the same. St. Justin Martyr tells us of a case of heroic virtue in civic matters by the early Christians. Just as we learn from him, from Christ, we try to pay our taxes and dues promptly and in full to your agents. So while adoring God alone, we willingly obey you in everything else, openly recognizing you as kings and governors of mankind, and asking in our prayer that both you and the imperial power would possess in full wisdom the skill of government. In a forceful attack on the degeneration of the pagan world, Tertullian wrote that the faithful in their meetings used to pray for the emperors, their ministers, and those in authority for temporal well-being and for peace. In any age, we Christians should not be indifferent to the society of which we form part. We try to act responsibly in our temporal affairs so as to transform them from inside with a new spirit. The further removed it seems Christ is from a place, the more urgently do Christians need to be present there so as to bring, as the first ones in the faith did, the salt of Christ and give back to man his human dignity so often lost. To follow in Christ's footsteps, today's apostle does not need to reform anything, but even less he has to take no part in contemporary affairs going on around him. He has only to act as the first Christians did and give life to his environment. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 14 minutes before the hour, let's pray. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Whoever does the will of my Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia.
Whoever does the will of my Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia.
My song is of mercy and justice. I sing to you, O Lord. I will walk in the way of perfection. O, when, Lord, will you come?
I will walk with blameless heart within my house. I will not set before my eyes whatever is base.
I will hate the ways of the crooked, they shall not be my friends. The false-hearted must keep far away. The wicked I disown.
The man who slanders his neighbor in secret, I will bring to silence. The man of proud looks and haughty heart, I will never endure.
I look to the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in the way of perfection shall be my friend.
No man who practices deceit shall live within my house. No man who utters lies shall stand before my eyes.
Morning by morning, I will silence all the wicked in the land, uprooting from the city of the Lord all who do evil.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. So that your people may walk in innocence, you came to us, Lord Jesus, and told us to be holy, as your Father is holy. Help your children to love what is truly perfect, so that we may neither speak what is evil nor do what is wrong. Let us stand in your sight and celebrate with you the Father's love and justice.
Whoever does the will of my Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia.
Let all the nations, O Lord, know the depths of your loving mercy for us. Alleluia.
Let all the nations, O Lord, know the depths of your loving mercy for us. Alleluia.
Blessed are you, and praiseworthy, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and glorious forever is your name.
For you are just in all you have done. All your deeds are faultless, all your ways right, and all your judgments proper.
For we have sinned and transgressed by departing from you, and we have done every kind of evil.
For your name's sake, do not deliver us up forever, or make void your covenant.
Do not take away your mercy from us, for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven or the sand on the shore of the sea.
For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation, brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, prophet, or leader, no holocaust, sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer first fruits, to find favor with you.
But with contrite heart and humble spirit, let us be received, as though it were holocausts of rams and bullocks, or thousands of fat lambs. So let our sacrifice be in your presence today, as we follow you unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame.
And now we follow you with our whole heart. We fear you, and we pray to you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let all the nations, O Lord, know the depths of your loving mercy for us. Alleluia.
The Lord is my refuge and my Savior. Alleluia.
The Lord is my refuge and my Savior. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my arms for battle, who prepares my hands for war.
He is my love, my fortress. He is my stronghold, my Savior, my shield, my place of refuge. He brings people under my rule.
Lord, what is man that you care for him? Mortal man that you keep him in mind? Man who is merely a breath, whose life fades like a passing shadow?
Lower your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains, breathe them in smoke. Flash your lightnings. Rout the foe, shoot your arrows and put them to flight.
Reach down from heaven and save me. Draw me out of the mighty waters, from the hands of alien foes whose mouths are filled with lies, whose hands are raised in perjury.
To you, O God, will I sing a new song. I will play on the 10-stringed harp to you who give kings their victory, who set David, your servant, free.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, God of strength, you gave your Son victory over death. Direct your church's fight against evil in the world. Clothe us with the weapons of light, and unite us under the one banner of love, that we may receive our eternal reward after the battle of earthly life.
The Lord is my refuge and my Savior. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. God raised Jesus from the dead. And for many days thereafter, Jesus appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are his witnesses now before the people. We ourselves announce to you the good news that what God promised our fathers, he has fulfilled for us, their children, in raising up Jesus, according to what is written in the second psalm. You are my son. This day I have begotten you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The works that I do in the name of my Father speak on my behalf. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The works that I do in the name of my Father speak on my behalf. Alleluia.
The spotless Lamb of God takes away the sins of the world. Let us give thanks to the Father and say,
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Source of all life, remember the death and resurrection of the Lamb slain on the cross.
Listen to his voice as he lives forever, making intercession for us.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Now that the old leaven of wickedness and evil is destroyed,
may we always feed on the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Grant that today we may put aside all friction and jealousy,
and show greater concern for the needs of others.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Send into our hearts the spirit of the gospel,
that we may walk in the way of your commandments today and forever.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
With thankful hearts, we bring our private petitions to the Lord. We pray to the Lord.
Source of all life, raise us to life.
Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that celebrating the mysteries of the Lord's resurrection, we may merit to receive the joy of our redemption through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let's go out and make the day holy. Morning Air is up next. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.